We played a little Sesame Street. One of these things don't belong here. One of these things are different. I said, how would this fit into this show? What do we talk about on the show? We talk about things that the hosts on mainstream media and on Fox are not allowed to talk about. We talk about the dangers of pharmaceutical companies, the dangers of their so-called vaccines, which are a fucking hoax. We talk about money. We talk about kitchen table items. We talk about how to empower people to circumnavigate these billionaires. Tucker and these guys, they're not allowed to talk about that. So they talk about Brian Stelter. Young Buck said, you know, you're right. There's a lot of other things going on. Why would they talk about that? I said, well, you're learning. You're learning the game. And it's not that complicated. And you folks, I hope, are learning too. Who gives a fuck about Brian Stelter? You think he's missing a meal? He's not missing a meal. Okay. None of these guys are missing meals. Plain and simple. They're all in it together. And let me tell you something. Something I learned from Van Jones, who became during like the Obama administration, like kind of a either a cause celeb to the left or like a villain on the right. After his appearances on CNN, and there'd be like, you know, a conservative, fucking, he's got his arm around. After, when the cameras are off, they go out for drinks, they hang out. It's a show, man. It's just a show. These guys are all in the same club. The appearance that there are different sides, the right media, the left media, okay? What the hell's the difference? It's no different from D.C., the Republicans, the Democrats, oh, the independents. There's no difference. These are set up schemes and constructs to keep you in a corral and to help with the divide and conquer game, the same with the media. You see these guys out in D.C. I spend a lot of time in D.C. You see these guys out drinking, hanging out, parties, cocktail hours, cocktail parties, left and right. Just a couple days ago, they were threatening to stab each other on C-SPAN. Now they're hanging out at like a Brazilian steakhouse, living it up with some lobbyist who's paying the bill. I mean, what? Doesn't make any sense. You think media is any different? Did you ever see the images of like Sean Hannity hanging out with Don Lemon? I think you could probably put that in your search bar. And Katie Couric, they're all fucking hooping it up at parties. That doesn't seem to make any sense. I mean, Sean Hannity fucking attacks Don Lemon, etc. That doesn't make any sense. Well, it does if you listen to what I'm saying. Let's mix it up here on a Thursday. It does if you listen to what I'm saying. We don't associate with anybody. I just don't even have the stomach for that shit anymore. I never really did. So we just, like I said, we're keeping our nose down to the grindstone and work hard every day, like Merle Haggard style. And we are on the straight and narrow, thank God. And it is God's hand, as I said on Hotwire, I think it was the last Hotwire. It is God's hand who guides us and has guided us since we decided to come back into journalism in 2016 and try to take Hillary out at the legs. And I think we did a pretty goddamn good job for having no proceeds to work with. And don't think that one person can make a difference or a small group of people can make a difference. Because I think we did a little number on her. It turned out every little bit helped. So I'll go to the next, whatever you want to call it, the rainbow bridge, the next dimension, whatever's after this lifetime, with a smile on my face, because we were able to use our skill set to make sure that she didn't get in. That would have been even a bigger disaster than you could ever imagine. I guess looking back on it, not that it really matters now, the whole thing is Biden's definitely catching up on the disaster, the damage, the destruction. Anything that she would have done, he's definitely doubling down on. So stunning stuff happening, folks. We have some good stuff coming in. I will reiterate on Pain.TV. And I'm going to just take a quick cruise down here before we get into the news. On a social media portion, I've gotten a lot of messages today about our show yesterday, A Fear and Loathing in Davos. What was the title? It was pretty good we came up with. It really seemed to resonate with people and catch their fancies, so to speak. It was Fear and Loathing in Davos, and then we spiced it up a little bit. Let me grab it. Fear and Loathing in Davos. Klaus and pals like Bill Gates roll out high-priced call girls and ecstasy, LSD, magic mushrooms for world elites while you ingest crickets and puddle water. We examine Klaus Schwab's father's work for the Third Reich. Jam-packed episode. And it was. So we appreciate you, folks. And yeah, I mean, it's stunning to read about the background of young Klaus and what his influence was growing up. It is really, it's actually frightening. And you see the net result. He is frightening.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like a shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I won't try to understand.
Okay, a quick cruise here through some of the recent updates on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app. Yes, it's a shameless plug. No, not really. It would be a shameless plug if there was shame involved. I do this because this helps me catch up here. It's like an update since the Young Bucks went home for the night and they're wearing their footsie pajamas and asleep with their little nightcaps or their propeller hats. Oh, sons of bitches. Here's one from Professor Gizmo Jackson. Mike, all things indicate I'm home free from antidepressants. I would listen to your show and music, which helped me get through some tough shit. Keep playing the music. Mr. DJ, what's the difference between me and millions of other people? I lived to tell about it. I was shown a way out. Now I got to speak. They messed with the wrong cowboy with this engineered illness. I feel something coming too. Not sure what, but we'll know when it's time to ride. There's a storm coming. Stormbringer is coming, and hell's coming with. They have had enough. The battlefield is before us. It certainly is. Congratulations, my man. I'm glad we could help. I'm not trying to help, but if we can help you make it through the night, I'm all for that. We all need some help. It's such a fantastic community. It really is. And then there's like comments like, hey, man, good job. Cool. People are so much better at the kind sentiments than I am. I would send like two words like, cool, sounds good. Take the ribbon from. I will play it again. Fuck it. For the highlight reel, here's a video, 1.5 minutes from Jalisco. See, I got it right this time. My Mexican compadre, my Hombre from Mexico. Klaus Schwab and Pfizer CEO scold critics as conspiracy people at secretive gathering of the world elites at Davos. Should we play this? Of course, Klaus is the fucking victim. And this lunatic veterinarian CEO, he's a veterinarian, that's it. All the people they fucked up, but oh, they're the victims. This is classic, steadfast, textbook character traits of a psychopath. See, this is why I check in on this stuff. Let's go to the, you know, we'll go to the audio tape because we haven't clipped this. So let's go to the audio tape.
With a vaccine, that we knew that there is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. They will claim that the sun didn't go up because people were vaccinated and that created issues with the crop, so I'm suing you. And one thing it is to sue you in the US, another thing is to sue you in a country where the legal system is not up to that standards, or in Switzerland, right? So I think that's behind us. Everything went okay, and now I think we can move on.
I think we...
Oh, yeah, is that what you fucking think? That's the CEO of... You think it's behind you, huh? Okay. Yeah, you keep thinking that. Don't ever underestimate your enemy, pal. You made a lot, including many parents whose kids you've maimed or wiped the fuck out or injured for a lifetime. But don't worry. See, Tim, it's all about lawsuits. That's why I like going into stuff fresh, because it's like real fucking emotion, what we do on here. This isn't some contrived fucking play acting. He equates people coming after him to money, to liability, right? Not the fact that they're wiping out human beings. Of course, because you don't exist as a human being to these people. You're just a piece of cargo, a piece of property. Very telling.
We were both targets of the anti-vaccine movements and conspiracy people claiming that I had triple, I wondered what it is, triple COVID. I think it got hundreds of thousands of clicks and so on. I know you were also target.
Klaus, whose dad was a key gear in the Nazi war machine. It's a conspiracy theory, right? The fact that he stands up and sounds like it's 1930s, 1940s, and the only thing missing is a Sharpie fucking mustache on him. It's a conspiracy theory. Tell me, Klaus, what all the conspiracy theories that came out in the last 2 years that have come true? Yeah, I said before, there's a run on conspiracy theories. They all came true. So the supply chain on conspiracy theories is thin as well. But these guys are behind in a protective little environment, and they can stand up there and talk about this stuff. And they're talking to a bunch of maniacs, too. So... What does he mean he was targeted? Don't they understand how many people they've harmed? This guy stands up there and says, you're not going to own a fucking crumb. You worked your whole lives. Think about this. This is good stuff, Jalisco. You're the fucking man. I love this stuff, right? Because I never would have caught this. We never would have caught this because this is a breaking late. That's why I check the app all the time. Think about this. You worked your whole life. I say this to young bucks around here. I get pissed off because I probably, like a lot of you folks, I don't feel like I have everything I should have for working so goddamn hard. One of my former bosses from Citi has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy. And, you know, my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge, build a bridge. And so my career burned very few bridges. With Citigroup, keeping fantastic contact. He says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at Citi and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap. And that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out. In my life. And paying into the system, etc. I mean, fucking, I just feel ripped off. Dirty. I almost feel like, you know, you've used me for so long, I'm done. I'm checking the fuck out. I'm rewriting my own rules. So, regardless of what you have, whether you have a lot or a little, or you don't feel like you have enough, you have something, right? Whatever you have. Maybe your parents set you up. I was always envious of kids who got set up by their parents. I don't hate them. I'm not really jealous of them or spiteful. It's just like I never had that. That would have been a nice fucking leg up, right? Give you a nice head start on life, whether your school's paid for or, you know, your parents give you a loan to buy a house. Or a lot of parents say, you know what, we're moving out here. You can have my house and pay me and this kind of thing. Really give people a leg up. I think it's fantastic. But I was just always kind of envious of it personally. But I think it's good. Because grandparents have done that, and parents have done that, and great-grandparents have done that. That's been the bread and butter of being here. You always try to do better than the folks who put you here. And then eventually, you know, hey, these are building blocks. They want to take all that away. They want to take away everything you own. And this fucking child of a Nazi, I'm going to call him a war criminal, his dad, right? Making bombs and fucking flamethrowers and tanks and everything, and plotting spy missions against, probably against your relatives, many who didn't make it. And guess what? It does. I'm not just talking to Americans, I'm talking to the Allies, World War II, right? This guy stands up there and says, you're going to own nothing. In 8 years, in 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy because they plan on taking it all. And then he has the gall to sit there and say that he's being targeted by conspiracy theorists. We don't have to theorize. These sick motherfuckers stand up there and say, one, we're going to put a needle in you and your loved ones, and you're not going to know what the hell is in it, and you don't have a right to know what's in it. And if you ask, you're the lunatic. How does that make any sense? And two, it doesn't matter anyhow what we put in you, because in a couple years you're not going to own anything and you're going to be happy because we're going to take everything you fucking have. Isn't that the undercurrent here? Isn't that the connotation that we're dealing with? Why wouldn't I own anything in 8 years? What's going to happen to it? Klaus and his buddies plan on taking it. They're already doing it. And then they sit up there and say they're targets. Of course you're targets. This whole week in Davos, you fucking people sound like Adolf Hitler and the entire Third Reich. I'm sorry, you do. And I don't say that lightly. Plain and simple. And then, as I said before, you know, this fucking Klaus guy's got like a real bad vibe to him, man. Like a Third Reich vibe. Now, we didn't do the work until recently to start researching. Holy shit. His fucking dad was in the Third Reich. And as I said yesterday, and some people messaged me and said, hey, good content, because I said, so Klaus is here to tell you the kid in Germany who was fed, was clothed, was educated, etc., with money from the Third fucking Reich. He's going to tell you what's best for you out here. And then he's going to complain that he's been targeted. Have you been targeted? Anything that you've said, done, you've brought on yourself. See, that's the thing about these people. I'm going to explain this to you real quick and we'll move on. These people are not fully developed when it comes to these things because they have such tunnel vision. The psychopaths don't understand a lot of things that normal people do because they're wired differently. There's studies out there saying they have bigger brains. That's great, but they're not using all of it. They don't understand what we do, right? They don't see things like we do. This guy's going to sit up there and say certain things and do certain things. And then when you give him something back saying, hey, fuck you, Klaus, who the fuck are you? Fuck you, CEO of Pfizer, you're a criminal. Oh my God, they're targeting the World Economic Forum and the message. You stood up and you said, all of us are going to own nothing and be happy. You don't think there's going to be some pushback? But they can't even handle the pushback. They can't handle the pushback. They can't handle the ridicule. That's why you need to make fun of these guys at every turn. Like, you guys are fucked up, man. You guys are like from Star Trek, man. From a spaceship. You're Vulcans. You're idiots. You're living in an alternative reality. And that's what they are. Have no understanding of violence and pushing people to the limit. And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And when it blows the fuck up, you think these guys in their white papers and all their research are going to be able to stop it? Get the fuck out of here. Something's got to give at some point. You'll own nothing and be happy. Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of trouble between that statement and 2030. Right? If I'm going to own nothing, I'm going to make sure some other people are not happy. Let me tell you that right fucking now. I'll tell you that right fucking now. Klaus and CEO of Pfizer. How many people have these guys killed? It's stunning. Let's see what else these idiots have to say. This is a good clip, Alisco. Bueno. Let's see here.
One day, but was arrested by FBI.
Yeah, same happened to me.
And there are pictures of me and FBI officers. Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I never said. The surprising thing it is that the same publication, I found out because I had published, the previous one that was arrested was the Pope by FBI. So, ridiculous.
Yeah, so we are good company.
Well, at least I was in good company.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, one place that I was not wearing pants, yeah? Yeah, because you're not wearing pants, Klaus, most of the time. Captain Lederhosen... And the other guy is a fucking veterinarian putting serum into you and your loved ones. And he's joking like, a place that I was arrested. They're laughing at you, right? They're laughing at you. But you see, this is also a critical error because they're underestimating you. They're estimating guys like me and you. That's a big fucking mistake. That's a big mistake. They keep poking a stick in your eye, in your face, right? And you've been chill so far. Eventually, somebody says, you know what? I don't think I'm going to take this shit anymore. I'm going to own nothing and be happy. Okay, we'll see. There's a lot of chaos and a lot of reality in between that statement. I'm sure they haven't thought that out. They're just sitting up there in Davos, these elites, at their secret gathering talking about conspiracy theories, laughing it up, right? Oh, we're in the club together, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you're in the club together, all right? Club fuckstick. Let's cut through some of these videos. We got another one? From the world economic disaster? Well, we heard from the CEO of Pfizer. Why not the CEO of Moderna, who says, you know, nobody wants these vaccines anymore. we have enough vaccines, but nobody wants them. And he's talking to all these dopes on a panel at the World Economic Forum. And nobody questions him. Hey, why has your vaccine been outlawed in many countries? Because it's fucking people up and killing people. Nobody asks him that, right? You're not allowed to do that. They won't let any media in either. They'll say, excuse me, any questions? Yeah, you're killing a lot of people. Would you like to respond? Have that man removed. I mean, how did he get in here? God damn it. Where's he from? InfoWars, you son of a bitch. Let's go to the videotape.
As Seth knows, we are now throwing those into the garbage. It's sad to say. I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them.
Another interesting anecdote. If you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I say to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to, something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish. We can be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did, to check in with messages, to talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
We have a big demand problem. We right now have governments. We try to contact, not only Seth, who's doing great work with his team trying to get demand into the countries, but also we contacted through the Washington's, the embassies in Washington, every country, and nobody wants to take them. And so the change we have now is it's a very different situation than we had 2 years ago. The problem we had 2 years ago is there was no mRNA capacity in the world, zero. The situation is very different today. Moderna has 3 billion doses of annual capacity. Pfizer has 4 billion doses, at 7 billion doses, and the Chinese don't want the vaccines of mRNA. So if you just take the Chinese population out, you have more than a dose per person. And as we just discussed, the issue in many countries is people don't want vaccines. In the US, people don't want vaccines. Around the world, we have a lot of people who don't want the vaccine. That's a problem Seth and his team are working against. So we don't have a capacity issue around the planet. It is not true. It was true 2 years ago. It's not true today.
Now pay no attention to the man behind the curtain and the man behind the curtain and his operation have harmed many, many, many people. And again, there's no proof. I'll say this flat out. We've said it even before. There was no proof because we read the papers and we talked to the people in the FDA. There's no proof that any of these things ever stopped anybody from getting sick. In fact, people get sick. But the CEO of Pfizer and Moderna, they feel empowered because they're protected. They're protected. Their products were never proven to work. It was all hype, all misdirection. And then they don't have to answer to the... Well, they don't think they have to answer. Only takes one pissed off parent who decides, you know what? It's not going to be a lawsuit. It's fucking Charles Bronson hour. Think I'm kidding, man. We'll talk about the Texas school shooting in a little bit. We have a clip. My kid's in that building, and cops are sitting outside for an hour, hour and a half. Oh, look the fuck out. I come through in a motherfucking... a bulldozer. I'm going to end this shit now. This cat's inside the school shooting kids? Yeah, I'm not waiting. Fuck you. We saw that happen at Parkland. These cops just parking out. Yeah, man, I think there's a guy in there shooting people, man. It's fucked up, man. Well, wait until we all get here and we'll figure it out. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid style. I'm coming through a fucking wall. My kids in that building? Fuck out of the way. And try to stop me. You think you got a problem with the cat in the school? Look the fuck out. These cats just sat around for an hour or more. It's coming out. What? What? Unbelievable. But getting back to these two criminals, the Moderna and Pfizer, what they've done is really unconscionable. It's criminal. It never worked. And they're still pumping it. Wait until Hotwire tonight. You can't even... It's so rigged against all of us. The playing field's not even tilted. It's just... It's vertical, man. 0 fucking degrees, man. It's not even 90 degrees. It's not even 45 degrees. It's just fucking straight up, man. It's like... I don't know if that's 0 degrees. It might be 180 degrees. I don't know. To get my slide rule out. Oh, but let's go to the videotape in case you guys forgot. Try to help you remind what's going on. In their own words, of course.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot. What we have seen so far does not guarantee that's the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to know in the next several weeks that just not only how transmissible the disease is, but how extensive it is, how dangerous it is, and what damage it does, and most importantly, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters were trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that
judgment. Few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But, you know, we can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal. For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
I don't mind.
Well, let's talk about the situation in Texas. I don't want to get too far into it because it's a minefield. Okay. But they had a press conference today on the shooting in Texas.